Welcome to LSE Limelight from the Beaver Sound, where we unfold the best stories from students around LSE. With me, Yasmina O'Sullivan. Today, we're talking about Sir Arthur Lewis on what would have been his 105th birthday, the 23rd of January. We're joined by Brian Walker, a recent graduate of LSE, previously a part of the public affairs team, and the co-producer with Shay Forbes Taylor of the video last year marking the 40th anniversary of Sir Arthur Lewis's Nobel Prize in Economics win in 1979. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian.
Thank you, Yasmina. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Can you tell us, for those who don't know who Sir Arthur Lewis is, briefly, who is this man?
Okay, so Sir Arthur Lewis was a St. Lucian economist and academic, best known for his work in development economics. He's considered as a godfather of this subdiscipline. He was born in 1915, and so, yes, so January 23, we're celebrating Arthur Lewis 105. He did his undergraduate degree in commerce here at LSE, and then he did his PhD at the school. And in 1938, he was appointed as an assistant lecturer, making him the school's first black academic. He then moved on to the University of Manchester, where he was appointed as a professor, making him the UK's first black professor at age 33. And he ended his academic career as a professor at Princeton University.
This is an incredible life of achievement. But before Sir Arthur Lewis even applied to LSE, he had overcome great challenges and barriers. Can you tell us a little bit about his early life and his start in the world?
Okay. So Sir Arthur grew up in St. Lucia. He was the fourth of five children. His father actually died when he was just 7 years old, leaving his mother, who was a school teacher, to raise five children by herself. And so looking around, he was always seeing resilience. At one point, he actually had to stop going to school because he had a bout of illness. He was able to bounce back from that. And obviously, as you can see, his academic talent came shining through. And so I would just say that based on history, like, hardiness and resilience were two core values that guided his life story.
It's incredible, and as you say, a resilient story. Now, at his arrival in London, what would that context have looked like? Talking about early 1930s, what would he have experienced?
So during the 1930s, the UK didn't have any legislation to stamp out or tackle racial discrimination. And so Sir Arthur, for him, there were a range of overt and covert barriers. And so he had issues finding suitable accommodation. He was stared at. There were also problems with jobs. Just a very problematic context to actually try to make a name for yourself and to just try and thrive, really. Mm.
And when we think about LSE in this time period, the 1930s, these are the early years of the institution. We think about progression, we think about the Fabian Society, but that wasn't exactly the case for Sir Arthur Lewis. Can you tell us a bit about the extra barriers that he had to overcome in his start at LSE?
When Arthur Lewis was appointed in 1938 as an assistant lecturer, so the appointments committee approved it. But the problem is the director at that time found it necessary to actually ask to flag it up to the Court of Governors for them to have it ratified, because he felt, and as I quote, "The appointment of a coloured man may possibly be open to some criticism," end quote. So there's kind of a tension right there in terms of the guiding philosophy of the school and also the practice. And in addition to that being escalated to the Court of Governors, his teaching hours were restricted. He was restricted in terms of meeting students in groups, as opposed to being able to give them one-on-one sessions, like how we were able to go to any academic now and book our office hours. So that it was a really problematic relation right there, actually.
Of course. Now, at LSE, anyone who goes here knows the heavyweights who have been here. I'm talking of Hayek, Lionel Robbins, Carr Saunders. These heavyweights were all around during Sir Arthur Lewis's time here at LSE. Can you tell us a little about how he related to them, his friendships with them, if he was supported, and potentially if he should be among them as another heavyweight from LSE?
So Professor Arnold Plant was Arthur Lewis's mentor. He played a pivotal role in him going on to do his PhD, securing the funding to the PhD, with him being appointed as the school's first black academic, and just being able to thrive within the economics department and make a name for himself. At a broader level, LSE provided an intellectually nurturing environment for him. Arthur Lewis spoke about the intellectual feasts that he was able to partake in at the LSE with heavyweights like Robbins, etc. And Arthur Lewis wasn't afraid of contestation of ideas. And I think that academic freedom is what allowed him to realize that academia is what he wanted to pursue.
And what a lot of people don't know is the great responsibility and work that Sir Arthur Lewis did during the Second World War when LSE was evacuated to Cambridge. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and the recognition that he got from Hayek?
So, Sir Arthur was an industrious, a very resourceful academic. While at Cambridge during that period, I'll just quote from this letter, which was written by Professor Hayek, and it says, "While still an assistant lecturer, he has in fact for some time been doing the work of a senior member of the department and has been doing more work than most other members of the department and doing it with conspicuous success." That speaks volumes. And in addition to providing proper tutelage to his students, he was also generating outstanding research output.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about recognition. Can you tell us what recognition is there at LSE of Sir Arthur Lewis's great career and academic knowledge?
So in 2015, the school at large actually created the Sir Arthur Lewis Chair. Well, the Arthur Lewis Chair in Development Economics, and the inaugural holder of that chair is Sir Tim Besley, who is also the school's professor of economics and political science. And that was done to mark the centenary of his birth back in 2015. And there are also two photos of Sir Arthur Lewis, one in the Department of Economics and one in the Student Services Center.
Fantastic. And what recognition does he have in other institutions around the world?
So at the University of Manchester, the School of Social Sciences is housed in the Arthur Lewis Building. At Princeton University, there is also an Arthur Lewis Auditorium. And across the Caribbean, on the main campuses of the University of the West Indies in Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and Jamaica, there is a Sir Arthur Lewis Institute for Social and Economic Studies.
And the connection with Manchester obviously comes from the fact that Sir Arthur Lewis did his Nobel Prize winning work while at his professorship in Manchester. But what's little known is the inspiration for that work came while he was here at LSE.
Definitely.
Hayek pushed him to teach the economics of the interwar period. And Sir Arthur Lewis, although very interested in this, found there was a gap, and this gap was developmental economics. So LSE most definitely has a key part of Sir Arthur Lewis's career development, the development of his knowledge in academics.
Definitely.
So recently we've had buildings change their names. For example, the Towers most recently has been named after three suffragettes. We've got the Lionel Robbins building. We've got Carr Saunders as a residential building at the LSE. What would you say it would mean for one of the buildings at LSE to be named after Sir Arthur Lewis or something of equal stature?
It would be the perfect way to pay tribute to his life, work, legacy, and all that he stood for. Arthur Lewis has been shaping the world before we even came up with this hashtag and or LSE 2030 strategy. And he continues to do that through his research legacy. And I think having a building named after the LSE's first black academic, the UK's first black professor, and he was appointed at Manchester at age 33. That's actually unparalleled. So it's a perfect way to pay homage and respect to him and to have him embedded in the iconography of the school. And so, you know, having the Lewis Building or whichever way we're going to celebrate his legacy, and just having future generations, having them informed and educated about his legacy, and for people to know that there has been and continues to be a rich heritage, rich legacy of black excellence here on campus. So let's see what happens.
Thank you so much, Brian. This has been so interesting. Please, everyone, watch the video that Brian produced with fellow producers.
Shay Forbes Taylor.
Yes, thanks. Thank you, Shay Forbes Taylor. It will be in the description of the podcast. And happy birthday to Sir Arthur Lewis today.
Cheers to Sir Arthur Lewis.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. The interviewee was Brian Walker, and we were talking about Sir Arthur Lewis, his life and his legacy. The fantastic music is by Ashley Lyo Marsing. I have been your host, Yasmina O'Sullivan. If you're interested in getting involved, just check out The Beaver online.